misunderstood, and merciful. Welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today we're walking through Matthew chapter 11 and 12, where we see Jesus misunderstood by the crowd, doubted by the faithful, and challenged by the religious. But through it all, he responds with truth, grace, and mercy. This is an episode for anyone who's ever felt overlooked, questioned, or burdened by expectations. Let's dive in. Doubt doesn't disqualify you. Matthew 11, verse 1 through 19. John the Baptist sends messengers to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Even John, the one who prepared the way, has doubts. Jesus replies with scripture and evidence. "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, and the poor receive good news." Jesus doesn't shame John. He reminds him of what's true. Now even strong believers wrestle with doubt. Jesus meets us in our questions with patience and proof, not condemnation. Now unbelief and offense. Matthew 11, verse 20 through 30. Jesus rebukes cities that witnessed his miracles but didn't repent. Then he shifts tone and speaks one of the most tender invitations in all of Scripture. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, 28. He says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." Now, you don't have to carry it all. Jesus is strong enough to take your burden and kind enough to do it gently. Here's a quick, easy prayer. "Lord, I'm tired. Help me lay down what's too heavy and walk in step with you." Easy peasy. You can say that real quick. Just to let him know, because he already knows what you're going through. Let's talk about legalism versus compassion. Matthew 12, verse 1 through 14. The Pharisees attacked Jesus and his disciples over Sabbath rules. First, for picking grain. Then for healing a man with a shriveled hand. Jesus replies, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." He reminds them that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Now, God's law was always meant to give life, not to be a weapon of legalism. Now, question. Do we care more about rules or about people? Now, let's talk about the heart behind the words. Matthew 12, verse 22-37. Jesus cast out a demon, and the Pharisees claim it's by Satan's power. Jesus responds with logic. "A house divided cannot stand." Then he warns them about blaspheming the Holy Spirit, rejecting the very power that brings life. He goes on to say, "Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. By your words, you will be acquitted, and by your words, you'll be condemned." Now think about this. Your words reveal what's in your heart. Is your speech full of life or judgment, fear, pride, or even bitterness? A quick prayer for that. "Lord, cleanse my heart so that my words reflect your grace." Again, another quick prayer just to help clean our hearts. Now, seeking signs and missing Jesus. Matthew 12, verse 38 through 45. The Pharisees asked Jesus for a sign, even after everything he's already done. Jesus says the only sign they'll get is a sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, Jesus will be in the tomb and rise again. If we constantly need more proof, maybe it's not about the evidence, it's about the heart. Now let's talk about who belongs to Jesus. Matthew 12, verse 46 through 50. Jesus is told his mother and brothers are outside. And he replies, "Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother, my sister, and my mother." This isn't a rejection, it's a redefinition. The kingdom family isn't built on bloodlines, it's built on obedience and relationship. Now think about this. You belong, not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. Now I want you to think about these questions, or these thoughts. Jesus welcomes questions, but anchors us in truth. He's not afraid of your doubts. Rest is found in relationship, not religion. Lay down a heavy yoke of performance. We're not performing for Jesus. He knows us anyway. Legalism blinds us to compassion. Jesus wants mercy, not empty rituals. Your words matter because your heart matters. What flows out of you? Jesus already gave the greatest sign, his resurrection. You don't need more proof, you need more faith. Let's close out with this prayer. Jesus, thank you for being patient when we question, kind when we're weary, truthful when we're surrounded by lies. Help us to rest in you, not in religion or rules, but in relationship. Make our hearts soft, make our words holy, and help us follow you, not for show, but for love. We trust you, even when we don't understand, because you're merciful, faithful, and good. In Jesus' name, amen. If this episode touched you in any way, blessed you in any way, please share it with somebody that we know need to hear it. Leave your comments and prayer requests down below, and I'll try to respond. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day.